is neither absolute nor independent. All living beings must accept the origin of their specific power as mentioned in this verse. And if they act accordingly, then simply by discharging their respective occupational duties, they can achieve the highest perfection of life, namely eternal life, complete knowledge, and inexhaustible blessings. As long as the powerful men of the world do not accept the origin of their respective powers, namely the personality of Godhead, the actions of Maya, illusion, will continue to act. The actions of Maya are such that a powerful person, misled by the illusory material energy, wrongly accepts himself as all in all and does not develop God consciousness. As such, the false sense of egoism, namely myself and mine, has become overly prominent in the world, and there is a hard struggle for existence in human society. The intelligent class of men, therefore, must admit the Lord as the ultimate source of all energies, and thus pay tribute to the Lord for his good blessings. Simply by accepting the Lord as the supreme proprietor of everything, since he is actually so, one can achieve the highest perfection of life. Whatever a person may be in the estimation of the social order of things, if a person tries to reciprocate a feeling of love towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is satisfied with the blessings of the Lord, he will at once feel the highest peace of mind for which he is hankering life after life. Peace of mind, or in other words, the healthy state of mind, can be achieved only when the mind is situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The parts and parcels of the Lord are endowed with specific powers for rendering service unto the Lord. Just as a big business magnate's sons are empowered with specific powers of administration. The obedient son of the father never goes against the will of the father, and therefore passes life very peacefully in concurrence with the head of the family, the father. Similarly, the Lord being the Father, all living beings should fully and satisfactorily discharge the duty and will of the Father as faithful sons. This very mentality will at once bring peace and prosperity to human society. Bahavu loka palanam trayasha kshema karmanam. Translation again, the Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of the living entities who protect the general mass. leadership, many different personalities I mentioned here in the verse that are great personalities, beginning from Lord Brahma, and so many demigods, some of whom have been mentioned here, compared to individuals whom we know on this planet, who are also leaders in their own capacity, who also have some amount of power. These greater personalities on higher planets, beginning from Lord Brahma, although they are extremely powerful, they are all submissive. They all know their position as being ultimately dependent, understanding that their whatever power they may have originates from the Supreme Lord. So. There is a whole plan, as alluded here in the report by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna has a whole plan. He creates this material world for a particular purpose. And he is inviting, giving opportunity for the living entities to actually cooperate with the plan of the Lord. Aham sarvasya prabhu matasya bhava pravartate iti matva vachanti mam bhuta bhava samandhitaha. We find this verse in Bhagavad Gita, whereby Krishna explains his position as being the original supreme personality who has created both the spiritual universes. And those who are having developed intelligence, they accept the Lord in this way and engage in his devotional service. So when this happens, this is one of the points being made here, very important point actually, what living entities are seeking life after life means peace of mind and internal satisfaction can only come when we come to this basic understanding that is why in the beginning of the Bhagavatam it is nicely explained that when one accepts the Supreme Lord and takes up especially through the process of bhakti devotion service, then the Atma is Krishna. All of us who have come to Krishna consciousness, who are coming to Krishna consciousness, the more we associate with this transcendental knowledge. The Kaya Krishna explains that in the Bhagavad Gita also in the 9th chapter that by coming in contact and the verse Raja Vidya Raja Puyam Modikram Idam Uttamam Prachakshala Gamam Dharanyam Sukam Kasam Avyayam. One who is fortunate to come in contact with this knowledge, who actually not only coming in contact with that, who actually imbibes, who actually takes up seriously, adopts this knowledge, then one can directly perceive, one can directly experience the satisfaction of knowing one's position. And therefore, one becomes very happy and satisfied in knowing how he should be acting. As the majority of people in the material world, everyone in life actually, especially when we are younger, when we are younger, we are very much, it's natural, we're very much confused about who we are, about what this world is all about. And some people actually go on for the whole life like this. It's like a constant, permanent anxiety which is there. And the majority of people in the world is like that. That is especially prominent in teenage life, because so many changes, body changes take place, psychological changes take place. We become more and more exposed to people and to the whole world. And we are pressured, isn't it? Especially those who are students, most of you sitting here this morning. We are pressured by society. We're pressured by our parents, by our relatives, by everybody. That, you gotta get your act together. You gotta find yourself a profession. You have to know what you want to do in life. Many years ago, when I was a student, I was a student in seminary actually for a number of years. And one time, we had all priests who were teachers, Roman Catholic background, and one time one of our teachers, he said, "Today I have something very special for all of you. I will all give you a special picture." And so we were all, what kind of picture is he going to give us? So he started to hand out a picture. I took a picture of one at a question mark. Who are you? The eternal, man's eternal quest for knowledge. Who am I? Since time immemorial, that question is there. It's a very important question also. And until we resolve that question, who am I? And what is this world all about? Then our mind cannot be satisfied. So this is something very fundamental, but we see that actually the majority of people, they miss this fundamental fact of life. Fact of life is to understand, first and foremost, that we are spiritual, that God is here, etc. And then we can go about doing our so-called business in this material world. Otherwise, we don't know. And lack of knowledge is actually what brings anxiety and fear. That is why, as I explained, those who take up this knowledge, especially the knowledge of bhakti or devotional service, for them, actually, there is no fear. One has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord and is serving in devotional service, he has no fear because he knows his position. So ignorance is actually the cause of fear and distress, and knowledge drives away, so to speak, all anxiety and all fear. So on the aspect of leadership, this is very important. Of course, first we have to be leading our own self, our own body, in the sense that we should become, there in the system of Varna and Ashrama, we have to become ultimately masters of our senses. course, we are never the ultimate master. The ultimate master is Krishna. But we have to be master of our senses, master of our mind, in order to properly live in this material world. And especially different individuals are meant to be leaders by nature. Beyond being the leader of this body, because of this body is actually meant to be under our control. We're not meant to be controlled by the body. When we're not acknowledged, we're controlled by this body, and therefore that is causing so many difficulties. So when this basic element is absent, and when people don't understand who they are, as we see in many prominent leaders around the world, then it actually creates havoc. The whole world is misled by individuals who are actually not in proper knowledge. So it is very much the responsibility of the business, especially of the devotees of the Lord, to try and uphold and execute the plan of the Lord. And the plan of the Lord is that He is situated, Krishna is described as Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Sarvaparama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha, eternally situated in transcendental knowledge and also transcendental. That is our actually natural position. That is the natural position of the spirit soul, the living entity. But because we are in contact with this material body and are not knowing this, this is also mentioned here, that verse also explains how the living entity, having come in contact with this interior energy, the hard struggle for existence begins. And that hard struggle for existence continues as long as we don't become masters of this mind and this material senses, as long as we don't understand our position. Therefore, this knowledge is so important. That is why receiving this knowledge, distributing this knowledge, is actually considered as the para upakar, which is kind of as we explain in this way. That we should engage in this highest welfare to humanity. That's why traditionally, priests and sacred persons, from India especially, and other parts of the world, but especially that is the especially prominent, more prominent than the man of Bhagavad Bhasha, those who are born, that is the instruction directly given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. Those are born in India have a special duty. It is not by accident. Nothing happened by accident. Those are born in India, it is due to previous sukriti, pious credit, pious activity. Therefore have a special duty and responsibility to take up this knowledge and this process of Krishna consciousness and to make it available to people all over the world. Maybe this is what Srila Prabhupada has done. Srila Prabhupada one time was mentioning just he, you know, our brother Donald was always very humble. Although devotees would naturally be always praising to the Prabhupada, he would always refer or explain that whatever little success may be there is attributed to my Guru Maharaj. But one time Sri Prabhupada was explaining that this seed, this one person, by the mercy of the Lord, one person by having come out, by having left India, by having taken up seriously this message of Krishna consciousness, in our little attempt, one person has been able to introduce Krishna consciousness in so many different countries around the world. What to speak if many individuals would do the same? If one person can do, you know, if Krishna can bless one person to do so much in the whole world within such a short time as well, then what would happen if many people did that? You know? Then within no time, I said, the whole world would be Haribol, Haribol. We'd be chanting the holy name, would be completely, you know. And Prabhupada was always, of course, you know, always so conscientious of the, not only the importance, but the sense of urgency. There's a sense, we need to develop a sense of urgency. There's an urgency for ourselves to become Krishna conscious, and there's an urgency, a very big urgency as well, to help others become Krishna conscious, to bring this knowledge to others. Because it is simply due to a lack of this knowledge, due to a lack of following the directives which are there, even in the Shastra, that the whole world presently is actually going to hell. Literally going to hell. Actually, hell is described in the Bhagavatam, you know, in the fifth canto, there are 27 hellish planets are described. And they're all situated in the lower portion of the material universe. But now, we've become so expert in modern society that we have created another hellish planet. The very planet in which we're living has become hell, isn't it? It is actually meant to be this material planet. If we apply the principles of Krishna consciousness, we can transform it into Vaikuntha, into the spiritual world. But because we're not our leaders, especially. That's why leadership is very important concept and theme. And there are many aspects actually to this whole theme of leadership within our Vedic culture. We were mentioning, of course, how everyone has to be a leader himself, so to speak, in terms of, you know, being in control of one's situation. But the Vedic literature gives special importance to three kinds of leaders. I mean, there are more, but three basic leaders in society are Gotra Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. They are all leaders in their respective roles because all three of them are meant to be to engage other living entities in various activities. Of course, the Brahmana is especially more prominent in that he is meant to more deeply cultivate spiritual knowledge. And the basis of all activity must have that dimension, that connection with spirituality. So he is, we could say, the most prominent leader in society. And that's why qualified without such qualified brahmanas, then we are desperately lacking such kind of leaders in society. Because without the brahmana, the kshatriya, who is also meant to be a leader, he's a more prominent leader, I mean, let's say externally. He's the one that everyone sees, and he travels around in his kingdom, he is worshipped. In one way, he's externally more worshipped than the brahmana. Brahmana takes more humble position. The kshatriya, the leader in society, he's more like an obvious leader. But he needs to, although he's a very important leader, he needs to take guidance from a higher leader in the brahmana. And vaishyas are also leaders because they're meant to engage people in producing, you see, in looking after the land, and protecting cows, especially. Those who are not able to take on national leadership position, they're meant to help others in society. So one of the important, you can say, objectives of our Krishna consciousness movement in the society, especially that Srila Prabhupada has established, is to re-establish leaders in society. By beginning with our own selves, by taking up nicely and seriously the process of Krishna consciousness, the chanting of the holy name, the process of bhakti, devotional service, by becoming in control of our situation. Our righteous now is going to look after the cows. It's not that he's not interested in the Bible, I'm glad to the practical application of the Bible is now beginning. So, and our faithful watchdog is there. Everyone attends the Bible. I say normally in like we see in Udupi, the temple is, I mean the Goshala is right beside the temple, so the cows also attend Bible temple. the whole community effort. So this is one of the important things that as leaders, ISKCON as a society is meant to actually lead society, because it is meant to provide to society qualified leaders, especially brahmanas. And one of the important things that is very, very urgently needed is to reestablish Krishna's model. Modern society has become very much enamored and very distracted with this whole idea of creating new models. If you look at vehicles, the mobile industry, they're always coming out with new models. And everyone every year, I have to get this one, Or a new model like this, MP3s and whatnot, isn't it? Where we are constantly being bombarded by new models. Krishna has also models. His model is the best model. When we begin to understand Krishna's model, we become disinterested in all other models. Krishna, because Krishna has the perfect model. Once you get that model, you don't want to change. Because there's no better model. You can't do something better than what Krishna creates, isn't it? So we should endeavor to understand actually what is Krishna's system, what is Krishna's model. That model is especially found in we have all, Srila Prabhupada has often referred to this phrase of simple living and high thinking. so that this is especially possible when we follow Krishna's model, not only in terms of like spiritually chanting holy names, performing devotional service, but also how we live. We are meant to live in a very peaceful surrounding atmosphere. Specifically, the village atmosphere, which Krishna himself, in which Krishna himself was preparing in Vrindavan. Our model is actually the Vrindavan model. Mm-hmm. We want to promote, especially the Vrindavan model. That's why we have this project here, actually, in Sayadri, Sri Krishna Balaram Kshetra, to try and provide the fundamentals of this model. That's why yesterday briefly we were mentioning also about introducing, starting as soon as possible, a long-standing order given by Srila Prabhupada, going back practically since the time he established the society, 1966. Prabhupada wanted that we have the Varnashrama colleges, which is again a model whereby we can train up individuals, both those who are staying in a temple situation and people, in general, people in society, how to live in a very much more simplified manner. And in this way, not only we will come to know that we are created by Krishna, we belong to Krishna, but this whole material energy, the whole material cosmos, is also created by the Lord, belongs to the Lord, is meant to be utilized in the Lord's service. And it is only when we will come to this position, to this understanding, that there will be proper order in society, that we will be able to create this harmony which is meant to be there. The whole material universe is meant to be harmonized in such a way that all the living entities in the material world can live in such a way that they can best progress in the Krishna consciousness. So the ultimate, the beginning and the end. The beginning is actually to understand that we are spirit souls, and the end is to actually return to Krishna's eternal abode, where we can actually live out fully, completely our lives as eternal spirit souls. And meantime, until we can go back to that situation, we are meant to utilize what Krishna has given us, material energy, in such a way that it will favor, facilitate our coming to that final destination. So, of course, we do that by hearing such descriptions as given this morning in the Bhagavatam, and by taking up as seriously as possible the process given by all the great acharyas, and especially as presented to all of us by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had this very important aspect also. Srila Prabhupada had a particular, every acharya actually had a particular, you could say, mood that he conveys. This mood is based on what is called vidyan. There is jnana and vidyan, knowledge and realized knowledge. So it's very important for devotees, especially those who are connected with Srila Prabhupada's movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to understand the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And his mood is primarily a preaching mood. We are primarily a preaching society. Understanding, once again, the urgent need that is there in society to somehow or other present, provide this knowledge. And one of the best ways we can do that is by living, isn't it? By living these teachings which are given in the Bhagavatam. So, very much hopeful that someone had great hopes for it, especially young, educated students, that they take up this knowledge of Krishna consciousness and somehow or other become involved, because the bond is so deeply, somehow or other become involved in this great mission. You should understand it as a mission. We have a mission in life. Individually, we have a mission to become Krishna conscious, and we have also a collective mission. To make society, arrange society in such a way that it will facilitate individuals as much as possible to also become Krishna conscious. Or whatever so-called profession or occupation you may have in the future is actually a big topic in itself, because the way education is arranged, or the way society is arranged, we are training up individuals into professions which are not so congenial very often because of the whole setup. There are more natural, it's important to understand also, there are more natural professions or occupations which are, this is explained nicely by Narada Muni also, which are more in line with Krishna's natural arrangement. There's a natural arrangement in society. There's a more natural, simple way of living. And that is presented nicely in the pages of the Bhagavatam. And the more we can come closer to this natural arrangement, then we will feel ourselves more, let's say, peaceful. And we will be able to adjust and help others adjust to this more simplified lifestyle. Anyways, there's always many, there are so many aspects to touch upon. Whenever we have Bhagavatam class, we try to cover a few of them in Srila Prabhupada's purports. Depending on the length of the purport, Srila Prabhupada very often always, actually, whenever he would write his purport, he would actually take from different acharyas who covered different points, different aspects. And so in this way, we can see that actually Krishna consciousness is there's so many things, many aspects to it, and if we can develop some kind of interest and some attraction and understanding, then this will be beneficial, of course, first of all to ourselves, to each one of us, and the more we become knowledgeable, and especially the more we understand the necessity, the importance, and the urgency of this knowledge, then not only we ourselves will become satisfied and happy, but we can actually become an asset to this movement. We can become an asset to society as well, in terms of assisting. We established, now we have very much disorder. Disorder reigns in society all over the world, practically, right now, due to this, the lack of this knowledge and understanding. So our mission is to somehow or other endeavor to reestablish order in society based on these teachings and this knowledge. So any questions on what we have read? Normally, yeah, from my program, I was doing it yesterday, it was a little bit compact. Within 2 hours. And then, of course, devotees, those who have immediate duties, just like Vini Rajpuru, like ours, I cannot wait. So his chanting will be a little bit later on. And in village life, actually, we have to make certain adjustments. There are different models. One of the possible models. and then the rest of the day is like free to perform different activities and whatnot. Of course, some might consider that like a possibly more monastery kind of model. Everyone is ready to become part of that monastery. It has its, you know, it's more like a dominical kind of model, I would say, but not everyone is a Brahmana, right? So that's a nice thing in Krishna consciousness, especially when we begin to apply the concept of Vanashram, then we gradually, we don't know, but we gradually find our place. We're meant to find our place. You see, because we're all different. We all have different natures. And the more we understand where we are meant to fit, because we will know, we will experience ourselves, then things become nice. Otherwise, it's like, how can I do that? So, yeah, once again, I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to ask Sarah and leaving all your nice apartment or whatever facilities you may have in money for. Of course, our students probably live in a much austere life compared to how it is at home. Take advantage of our still in the very early stages. Our project is still in the beginning stage. We are making plans. We'll be having extensive discussions today with our devotees who have come. Everyone has been introduced here, or not? A little bit. More or less. We have devotees who have come from, they just arrived yesterday. Not all the devotees whom we're seeing are permanent residents here. I think there's only like three or four devotees. Ramananda Roy, whom we all know, he's like our, he's our anchor man here, holding the fort. Depending on the land, the cows are the basis. within that system, all the different kind of leaders can be there, dominus, vices, and all kinds of help or assistance is needed. We'll be coming out with some pamphlets on this and making some publicity within a relatively short time. And we should definitely have money fall on the mailing list to send them some pamphlets about what is upcoming. And depending on your individual situation, if any of you are able to be part of some of these activities, then you're more than welcome. So, yeah, go into the room with the writer. He's come for a meeting. He's nowadays hanging around Tirupati. Nice place to hang around. And the Rajaram Prabhu, who's here, he's in Secunderabad. He's actually the manager of, he set up what is called the Varnashram Book Trust, coming up with different books and literatures. Some CDs are also coming soon. All in connection with Varnashram. Many things. It's huge, it's vast. So he's a manager for the Varnashram Book Trust. And then, Harsha, of course, is here visiting right now. He was in Manipal. Some of you, probably most of you, were not around when he was here. He goes back how many years? 3 years? 2001. Yes. So you were here 4 years, right? So he's like alumni.
What way can we serve in the Varnashram Kutra?
That's a big question. There are many ways one can serve. One of the important ways is through, I would say, keep in contact with the developments that will be taking place here, because we are, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, expecting within a very short time, means within a matter of months, to do something very tangible here. And of course, because we are now students, specific literatures. Like one section in the Bhagavatam, 7th canto in the Bhagavatam, chapter 11 to 15, especially deal with the whole topic of Vanastram. There's Yesi Amrita Nagari, which we have to know, actually, our BBT is not a printed, it's important essay written by Srila Prabhupada. So, becoming more acquainted with what is Vanastram, it's a very, very broad subject matter. Possibly Manipal as a group of students, there are, Manipal is close to Udupi, within the Udupi temple, it's probably easier, it's closer, right, for you. to what extent that sometimes people ask, well, what can I do regarding cows? Because cows are, we need to develop more of an awareness, more of a consciousness of the importance of cows and how rendering various kinds of services to cows is beneficial. Some of our students in Secunderabad, they go to nearby Goshala. I think, who's it? Yeah, Rinkrishna. I think every week or something like that. He does a little bit of cleaning and helping, the Goshala there. And, so there are different things that, that can be done. You could have a group, or as a group, you could concentrate or have discussions with the aspects of one last one, for example. So what is very important is to keep in contact with especially devotees who are concerned about it's a mission in itself. Within our Islam society, there are, we could say, specific missions or sub-missions, so to speak. Prabhupada refers to them as movements. There are four basic movements. Before they all go this morning, maybe you can give them a copy of our pamphlet. There are four pamphlets. We have more pamphlets are coming. One of them especially is describing about the four movements that you talk about, envisioned way back before starting this kind of society in America. And one of those four movements, the fourth one actually, which completes the other three, is Vanastram. So it's very, very important. And the more we can read up on it, and probably the most important thing all of you can do is to simply become more serious in your own personal Krishna consciousness. That is the best way. By doing that, we, our intelligence becomes purified. We become purified in everything that we do, and in this way, we will more easily become sensitized to this whole dimension of Vanastram. Vanastram is immediately not so easily understood. There are many misconceptions about Vanastram, many criticisms also. Like I said, as about caste, people identify Vanastram. You mention the word Vanastram, many people will immediately want to change the topic. Even within our own Islam society, many devotees are just because they don't really understand the dimension, the whole dimension of Vanastram. So it takes a little while. It's a whole science, Vanastram, in the same way as bhakti, the science of bhakti. And we speak of the science of bhakti, because Vanastram is also a very, it's a science in itself, actually. So it takes a little while to get into the whole dimension of Vanastram, but one can make the beginning by following some of the things we just mentioned, and especially, of course, beginning with the chant of the Holy Name and the basic activities that one should take up in Krishna consciousness. Maybe some of you at some particular time can become one of our teachers here, along with some kind. Or maybe begin as students and then work your way up. together come under the teaching and the whole process. In Gurukul, they train up young boys to very, as soon as they're a little bit older, or as soon as they've gone through some phase of Gurukul, then they start helping younger Gurukul boys, and so they become teachers in that way. That is a very good way, very important way to further master, to further understand and realize the subject matter when we are forcing ourselves or putting in a position to explain and teach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So actually all of us, whatever we may be situated, whatever, especially as devotees, we are meant to be teachers, at least by our own example. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Mm-hmm. What's the next program? Some of you would like to see how the milk, where the milk comes from. It's probably